Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Palver's Towing. And today we're going to be joined by modified driver Travis Sauer. We're also going to hear from Troy from Madison Speedway, Chad Meyer from Kossuth County Speedway. And we're also going to hear a little more about our title sponsors, Palver's Towing, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Palver Motor Service is far more than towing and recovery. Palver has the versatility and tools to move anything with wheels. Why should you invest in a truck and trailer when for a fraction of the cost, Palver can move your heavy equipment to the job site and back? With our years of experience and investment in equipment, Palver Motor Service isn't limited by size, weight, or distance. See for yourself at PulverMotorService.com. Contact us today and find out how we can help move your business forward.
Honda has found a way to make the great outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best ATV, Pioneer, and Talon models. Find one with the power to take on your biggest jobs and adventures and get an awesome deal, like up to $1,400 factory-to-dealer incentives on select models. Just head to Trimble Cycle Center in Austin now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event and make this your best year outdoors yet. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details. Trimble Cycle Center in Austin, celebrating 60 years as USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
Simply adding Cookies barbecue sauce is sure to make meat taste better. But when you really want to hit a home run, try one of my approved recipes. Speed the Sauce Man here, and I've got a bunch of easy-to-make creations at CookiesBBQ.com. Barbecue meatloaf, Grandma Elmo's broiler burgers, heck, I'll even tell you the secret to Speed's racks of ribs. It's all at CookiesBBQ.com. Hey, smart cookies use Cookies barbecue sauce. Anything less is meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Napa Auto Parts has provided parts to people of this community for a long time. We're here when you need us, and you're here for us. Together, we've fought wars, braved blizzards, tackled economic crises, and whipped some nasty diseases. We're in the middle of a battle like we've never seen before, but we will persevere because we'll do it together. So stay strong and keep your head high. Napa, nationally known, locally owned, and a proud member of the local community.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there whether it's a small or large project with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them. Midwest Collision.
Company vehicles get a workout and they also see a lot of road miles. Midwest Collision in Faribault knows that the more those company vehicles are on the road, the more chances things can happen. Contact Bob today at Midwest Collision and set up a program for your fleet to get back to looking like a fleet you can be proud to own. Contact Midwest Collision in Faribault today for all your fleet body work or collision needs.
Hey, this is Dave for Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to talk to modified driver Travis Sauer. And Travis, you are from a small town of about 180 people, Elizabeth, Minnesota, in Otter Tail County. What is a typical day like around Elizabeth? I'm sure it's pretty quiet right now.
Yeah, there ain't much goes on here. A couple churches, one bar, and a gas station. That's about it.
Are there other drivers close by?
Yeah, there's. I guess there's some around here, you know, like Dave Zimmerman, and I guess quite a few, you know, at Race Fergus that are fairly close.
Many Dirt Show fans like to know what different drivers do for a day job. What do you do for a living, and is your employer accommodating to your racing schedule?
I work for Otter Tail Power. It's a, I guess, power company. I'm in this area, and worked at the coal-fired power plant for like 18 years. I was a certified machinist welder there. And now that's, it's kind of been closing, or will be closing, I guess, in May 2021. And with that closing, I guess, I took a job at Fleet Service, so do DOT inspection, hydraulic inspections. Do a lot of work on boom trucks and just every piece of equipment for the electrical side.
Typically, right now, you'd be heading down south or already have some racing under your belt. What have those trips been like for you in the early part of the season the past few years?
Like this year, we went down to Arizona, took both my cars down there. I had a good buddy of mine, Randy Klein, drive my MB Custom, and then I drove my Pierce car, and Bob was down there helping me, I guess, kind of tune on that. And now it's been pretty low-key for racing-wise, but been building a new hauler, so I'm putting together a Peterbilt 389, pretty much doing this one, not everything myself, but the majority of it.
How tough is that for you to get going and then have it abruptly stop again?
I mean, it kind of worked out good with this hauler. I've been pretty much working on that day and night every weekend, and so I guess I got plenty of work to do, but otherwise, you know, like in the spring, we usually go down to the King of America and, you know, and race around, I guess, as much as we can.
You've been to I-80 Speedway in Greenwood, Nebraska, touted as a true jewel of a facility. How does that track compare to the tracks around our area?
I-80 is kind of a big high bank, fast track. Kind of reminds me of the old West Fargo. You know, it's got a wall all the way around, and kind of one of them races, the Silver Dollar Nationals, I've always kind of wanted to go and race and watch late model racing too. So it's a pretty cool place.
Travis, you've also run with the USMTS. How many races per year are you getting in with that tour?
You know, I kind of race as much as I can. Like in 2017, I ran Scott Vince's car, and I think I ended up racing probably close to 60-some USMTS shows that year. And then like last year, I guess in 2018, I bought Scott's cars and motors and everything. He kind of got out of the racing. And then I pretty much burned up every ounce of vacation I had that I had banked up for 2 years to race the Southern Region and hunt in 2017. And then I kind of built my vacation back up. And then last year ran the hunt. I think that was like around 25 shows and 30-some days it was. So last year, I think I ran probably around 30 USMTS shows.
Different drivers that I've talked to down in the pit area have told me those road tours are a real grind. If you go out and follow them for 2 or 3 weeks or a month, the travel, the maintenance, the broken parts, the expense, they all add up in a hurry and you get real tired real quick.
Yeah, it takes a lot of money to go up and down the road, and I guess a smaller racer, you know, I just race as much as I can in them shows, and kind of when I got vacation and when I can do it, I kind of like kind of racing new places, racing wherever and kind of whenever.
Just to keep your car maintained in between those nightly shows and travel to the next place and make sure that it's safe and ready to go for the next race, that's a real chore.
It's a full-time job, you know, racing, like the hunt deal, you know. It's been pretty much me and one crew guy, and, you know, you just grind up and down the road.
During the height of the summer race season, what is a typical race week like for the 21X race team of Travis Sauer?
Boy, every week is different, but, you know, like I guess when we're running that hunt, we'd race Thursday through Sunday, and, you know, some of the tracks were close enough where I could roll all the way home, go to work, and then basically maintain everything Monday, Tuesday, and then roll out Wednesday night after work again.
You have been racing for more than 20 years and have more than 490 feature wins. If we can get this season started, I would assume number 500 will come in 2020, and that's going to be one heck of a milestone.
Yeah, that's kind of my goal. I'm 4 wins away from 500, so, you know, hopefully I can make her to 500 this year. It'd be pretty sweet. It's, you know, I remember back thinking about winning my first feature, you know, it'd be a miracle to win the first one, and now I'm almost at 500, which don't even seem realistic.
When you think about that, that's virtually averaging 25 feature wins a year for 20 years. That is an amazing total for anyone.
Yeah, it's, you know, I just kind of, I guess, like I said, it don't seem real, really, but do the best you can, and you work hard enough at something, it'll come, I guess.
Travis, you are also a four-time national champion. The dedication and the amount of work in the shop to go out and win one of those championships is amazing. Is there one of them that stands out more than the other? Is the first one always the best, or is there another one that stands out?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, your first one's definitely, you know, probably your biggest one, because it's just to win the first one. It was a huge, huge accomplishment for me. And then, you know, it's more seat time and racing more, and, you know, the next few seem to come a little bit easier than the first one, or less nerve-wracking, I should say.
If something has wheels on it and they're racing it, I think you would be successful in it. What do you like about Super Stocks, and what is your biggest success with Super Stocks?
Well, I only ran a Super Stock 1 year. I don't remember what year it was, but ran that 1 year. I ran Mod 4 for, I think, 3 or 4 years, and then a Midwest Mod, and then my Mod. And then I've been racing, I guess last year I ran a Wasota late model for Brad Vegan. He owns everything, and I help him, and he lets me drive that, which I guess last year I only drove it a few times when, you know, with the hunt, we were on the road and didn't get the car put together till later in the year, but got to race that a little bit.
Modifieds. What makes a modified exciting to drive for you, and what is your most memorable win so far in a mod?
Oh, boy. I like the mods. You know, they're pretty wild to drive. You know, they're kind of on the edge out of control kind of racing. Or, I mean, you got a lot of power and a little tire, and they're just really fun to drive.
What tracks did you run the late model at?
I just ran Fergus. And then Alec, and then I ran Fergus again, the Wasota 100, the regular late model. And then the year before that, I drove a limited late model for Rocky Johannic throughout the year.
That limited late model series, that has really come along. They added it down at Mississippi Thunder Speedway. It's going great down there. They've also added it up at Madison Speedway, and fans and drivers are really enjoying the affordability and the fun option, and even some guys have come out of retirement to go back into that class.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, I mean, it's basically a cheaper way to race late models. You know, I think they got some tweaking to do on some of the stuff, but probably every class does. But, you know, I think it helps with the limited class. It, you know, it's kind of like the B mods. It helps the mod guys out where, you know, if you get a 3, 4, 5-year-old car, you know, it's easier to sell to a B-mod guy, and then the mod guy can keep upgrading. And I think that limited late model is kind of the same thing, where late model guys can kind of have an outlet for their used cars and tires. And then also, if a guy races a limited for a while and wants to move up to a regular late model, it ain't such a big jump, where if he's got the car, he can get some shocks and change the motor and go race regular late models too.
In 2019, you finished 7th in points in the modified division at Viking Speedway in Alexandria. We are seeing less and less big tracks, but you seem to run very well there. Is a large, high-speed track a good fit for your driving style?
Yeah, I guess, I like any track that's racy, where you can race, there's a couple lanes, good for me. I guess, I don't know how many nights I missed in Alec. You know, I didn't run, boy, it's been quite a few years since I've ran like a track, you know, all throughout the whole year. There's a bigger show somewhere, or a show I want to go to, I just go. Haven't raced for track points for quite a few years. I guess I've won 28 track championships throughout the year, so I kind of like racing, going to bigger shows and doing that stuff, or racing shows that I've never been to and stuff like that.
Travis, I've never asked anybody this question in 14 years, so you're going to be the first. If you could build a dream track, take the surface compound from one track with the size of another track and the banking from another track and combine them all into the perfect racetrack, What would that look like?
Oh, boy. I really like probably one of my most favorite tracks is Deer Creek Speedway, just for the width of the track and the bank. And it's just every time, you know, I've only kind of been there for USMTS stuff and bigger shows, but every time I've been there, it's been real racy and 3-4 lanes, and it's really wide and racy.
The impact of racing on the surrounding communities. I have not heard anyone talking about this topic yet, but the amount of revenue the Jackson Nationals, the Wasota 100, the Masters Classic, even a regular night of racing bring into these towns. I know we stop at certain restaurants and convenience stores and places along our route to each one of the tracks we attend. I think it is going to be a real eye-opener for the people in these communities if the racing doesn't get back to normal soon.
The big shows, I mean, they bring in a lot of people and bring in a lot of money to the towns, and, you know, between the grocery stores and the hotels and restaurants, and it's definitely a crazy time right now. Hopefully we can get through it and get back to, I guess, some a little more standard.
The Wasota 100, in your career, have you had more success or more frustration at that event?
Probably frustration, I'd say. I don't know. I won it one time, I think it was in 2009, I want to say. I won the 100 when it was in Huron. But I've had a lot of, I guess, not so good luck there, but that comes with racing.
Area talent. The July 26th, 2019 feature race at I-94 Speedway in Fergus Falls. If anyone wants to see the talent you run against on a nightly basis, that YouTube video really showcases it. Yourself, Mike Gresseth, Tyler Peterson, Dustin Bitson, and Dan Ebert. You guys put on a clinic. That is one of the best mod videos I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, for all-around talent, I mean, like racing USMTS, I mean, they're all got their stuff together. But you look at the northern racers are probably the best in the world. I'd say we could, you know, like the ones around here could go any sanction and do very well, you know, throughout the Wasota tracks, or, you know, guys even up through this area. It's probably some of the toughest competition around.
Even your dad, Ron, is still parking it in Victory Lane occasionally. He won a B-Mod race at Viking Speedway in 2018.
Yeah, he's been, for an old guy, he still rips on her really good. Just updated his car here probably a month ago now and put a body on it. And, you know, try to keep him winning every year. So it's kind of fun when you go to the track and race with your, you know, race with your family. It's kind of part of the fun going and racing every night.
Even though we can't be at the track right now, we can still look cool at home. You have some great race apparel. How can fans get a hold of some of those hats or shirts?
You can go to Facebook, Travis Hour Racing, and just message me, and we can pretty much hook you up with whatever gear I got and get you looking sporty.
You are also working to keep the young fans entertained during this pandemic, promoting a contest on your Facebook page.
Yeah, I figured if everybody's home and give the kids something to do, and then we're kind of going through thinking of what stuff we're going to have for prizes and stuff like that. So give them something to do when they're stuck at home through this time, and hopefully it's fun for them, you know.
28 track championships, 4 national championships, 496 feature wins. Those don't come without some great sponsors on board.
Yeah, throughout the years, I've had a lot of sponsors and people help me. I guess currently, you know, I got Leroy Mertz, Antique Firearms, Weir's Machine, Silver Dollar Saloon in Elizabeth here, QA1, Day Motorsports, Extreme Auto and Gas in Glenwood. I'm sure I'm missing some, but, you know, I've had a lot of people help me, and it takes a lot of help from a lot of people to keep going up and down the road.
Well, good luck with that hauler, and hopefully it's completely done when racing season's ready to get back going. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products and UltraForce Spring Machines. We're here today to talk a little bit about our new automatic UltraForce machines. In August of 2018, we teamed up with AccuForce Load Machines in Ohio, and we have their automation that we put onto our machines, our framework. These machines are very powerful. They can tell you a lot about your springs, your pull bars, your bump stop packages. Very handy machines. We've learned a tremendous amount with our pull bars since we teamed up with Keith and everybody at AccuForce. The reason we went with AccuForce is we feel they are the leader in this technology. So we're really happy to be a part of their program. Check us out online at weirsmachine.com or give us a call at 877-460-7211.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna Total Source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 455-2893. That's 455-2893.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Now is the perfect time to schedule that spring chemical application, lawn aeration, or landscape project. Wolf & Sons Yard Service also provides spring yard waste cleanup to get those branches and leaves off your grass for a beautiful lawn this season. Contact Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524. They even provide recycled asphalt for your driveway or crushed rock for driveways or to widen those field driveways for your larger equipment. That's Wolf & Sons, 455-3524.
Welcome back, and I am joined by Troy from Madison Speedway. And Troy, Madison Speedway is a three-ace high bank speedway that races Saturday nights, Memorial Day through October. What a beautiful facility you have there in Madison.
Well, thank you. We try to make it as good as we can.
A great track has great people behind the scenes. Concession stand, track prep, officials, you must have a great group of people to keep that place looking the way it does.
I would say, yeah, we're very fortunate that way. The crew that we have, with the exception of adding one or two a year, have been there, over 10 years now together. It's a big family is what it is.
If fans want to see what you have to offer before they visit, I found a great YouTube video from June 24, 2017 of B-Mod driver Dan Wheeler running a race at Madison Speedway. It really shows the track, the banking, the grandstands. You have a gem of a facility, and it's really in great condition.
Well, that's what we strive for out here, is try to make it as good as we can for the drivers and the fans, and keep stressing to the workers that, you know, let's be friendly to everybody so everybody has a good time and want to come back.
Each racetrack on the Dirt Show has a story to tell. One piece of history I found, thanks to Bill Haglund's book, Two Lane Roads and County Fairs, the history of the IMCA Stock Car Series 1949 through 76, that series raced at Madison Speedway 21 times, the most attended track in series history. Ernie Durr, Ramo Stott, Don White, and others, they just loved your track, and they even loved it more after they paved the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. They wanted to come to Madison.
Well, that's good to hear, but unfortunately the track that they drove on was when Madison was a half mile. In 79, a bunch got together and decided to shorten it up some, was what they did. That's where we ended up with the configuration of the 3/8 that we got now.
And a lot of tracks began doing that about that time period just to conserve on the amount of horsepower and the motor issues people were having on the big tracks.
Yeah. It was hard to believe, because I wasn't involved or went to any races when the track was a half mile, but they told me how far it went, and it was hard to believe the track was that big.
Traditionally, that IMCA stock car series would come through in September and make a stop in St. Paul at the Minnesota State Fair, then on to Huron, and then back to Madison for an afternoon and evening doubleheader race. The Lacuaparo County Fair race has been a tradition for a long, long time, and it's great when you can go to the fair with the family and then head into the track.
Yeah, it's generally been one of our better nights. I know we had issues here a few years ago where we didn't run the fair, but we got that all resolved, and we're back running the fair race, and it's been good for us. I mean, we get a lot of new people. I just wish the fair was sooner to get new fans in there, because there's a lot of families that's the only time they come, and it's the end of the year, unfortunately.
The addition of the limited late model class at Madison Speedway, it has brought late models back at an affordable price. Later on this season, I'm going to have Doug Wasman on the Dirt Show. Doug raced years ago, took time off to help his son Matt with Matt's sprint car, and now Doug is back in a limited late model because it's fun and affordable.
Yeah, that has really taken off for us. We're getting new cars every year in that class. I know for a while people were worried it was going to take from our other classes. It's taken a few drivers from it, but it's also brought some drivers back to us, too. So it's been a good addition.
And that's what I'm seeing with that iRacing, too. Drivers that are retired are coming back and participating in that. And I think after this is all over, that's still going to continue, because now they're back having a good time and they don't have to be in great physical condition like when they were younger to have fun.
Yeah, there's a few of the older guys that are, you know, realizing the full Wasona late model is a little bit too much for them, so they drop down to a limited and have good success in it.
How can fans keep up to date on the starting date for the season and also all of the events that you're having throughout the year? Because I see you're also having the tri-state late models there.
Well, hopefully we're going to have them. The COVID-19 behaves so we can get to running again. Just keep track of us on our website, which is Madison Speedway MN, and that would be the best way to keep track. I know we have a lot of people posting on Facebook, too, but that's the best I can tell them right now.
Troy, thanks for all you and your crew do to keep Madison Speedway a great place to attend, and thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
That's no problem.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers products. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. Superior lubricants like JB80 and JB Heavy Duty Chain Lubricants are made for today's farm equipment. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to auto enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor at 952-934-7354 or visit justicebrothers.com. Go with the winner, Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Attention hay farmers, Rhino Egg now has a fast and easy way to handle the gathering, lifting, loading, and offloading of square hay bales using only one operator. The ACG-10 Acumia Grapple is the one tool you'll need to replace at least 3 or 4 teenagers throwing bales. Save time and money with Rhino Egg Hay Tools. Check out the new hay tools at rhinoegg.com.
Aero Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at AeroRaceWheels.com.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round. But you don't have to drive to Knoxville, Iowa to shop in our museum store, which features the world's largest selection of sprint car merchandise. Visit us online at SprintCarStuff.com for a great assortment of books, including Bill Haglund's newest book, Two Lane Roads and County Fairs, or The History of Knoxville Raceway and the Marion County Fairgrounds by Bob Wilson, or Nebraska Dirt by Bob Mays. You'll find all of these books and many more at SprintCarStuff.com, along with a great variety of racing DVDs and more sprint car merchandise than you could ever imagine, all at SprintCarStuff.com. So the next time you're in Knoxville, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And the next time you're at home or away from home, visit us online at SprintCarStuff.com.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show. And I am joined by Chad Meyer, and you will recognize his voice from Hancock County Speedway and Kossuth County Speedway in Algona. And Chad, we should be talking about season openers and upcoming events. If you saw what's currently happening around the country in a movie, you would never believe this could be happening right now.
Well, I think many of us would certainly say that claim, with maybe the exception for those that watch those types of documentaries or movies and consider that to be reality. And suddenly, here we are. It's I think the term unprecedented has been used a lot, and that is certainly where we are. Clean, I think almost everyone is impacted. Small businesses, agriculture, just a lot of the people and businesses we depend on in this area, you know, everybody's impacted. It's something.
The strange thing, we kicked off the season like we normally do, the Crossroads Motorsports Show, February 1st, another great event me and you were involved in. We've seen a lot of our friends, and what a great day it was.
Yeah, there was certainly, there's certainly a lot of optimism for racing right now. Probably most of us, obviously eager to get out and put some of the virus discussion and situation and hassles behind us. You know, there was certainly a lot of enthusiasm over the winter. It was my first trip ever to the Crossroads Motorsports Show. The museum had a small booth there. I was helping the organizers of the event with some MC work, and we hosted racing legend from just up the road in Blooming Prairie, Mark Noble, that afternoon for a Q&A, and it was certainly a lot of fun recounting stories and getting to interact with him. He always has such great stories, and some of the people obviously in attendance had followed his career or were directly involved in his career, and there was stories and stuff brought up that we had never covered before. You know, we had had Mark down here at Algona at the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum a time or two for some conversations and discussions, and it seems like each time we chat there's something new, and certainly a fun day, and the museum was able to raise a nice amount of money throughout the course of those events as a fundraiser to finish off the Trossel Sprint Car that we have.
The UTT number 30 sprint car is on display at the Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum, and you've been heavily involved in getting that to where it is.
Yeah, you're right. And a big thank you, and I'll refresh what we're talking about as far as a project. I first want to make sure we thank Greg Hilbert for Nelgone and his family. They put in countless hours and even some of their own parts and pieces from racing days gone by to help finish that project. And the history of this project and why this sprint car is significant is Roland and Raleigh Gustafson, a couple brothers here from Iowa, had acquired years ago Bob Trossel Racing chassis number 101. And when that car was built, it was originally sent out to Nebraska. The original owner was Bryce Hansen. The original driver was Bob Hera. And the chassis of the sprint car is significant. Chassis 101 was completed by Bob Trossel in August of 1970. It was the last car built in Trossel's personal garage in Des Moines. It was also the first chassis that he ever assigned a number to, and he estimated that he had built about 100 cars before this one, so he gave it the nameplate signifying Chassis 101, and we were fortunate that the Gustafsons, who had owned it last, you know, as part of their wishes, they wanted the frame. I mean, it basically rolled on wheels, and it was a frame, and it was boxes and boxes of Trossel and sprint car pieces that we acquired, and Greg Hilbert and his family spent a lot of time putting this back together, and the only thing that it's missing right now is to get it lettered, and I think it takes some explanation. Trossel Chassis 101 was delivered, as I said, to Nebraska. When we acquired the car, we knew who it went to, but we had no idea and could not find any photos of what this car originally looked like. So our approach with the project was we kept the integrity of the chassis as number 101 just as best we could figure out how Trossel built it. But in Eldona, Iowa in the 70s, the Utt family, Jim and Helen Utt, they campaigned the Utt Electric number 30 sprint car that had people like Dick Forbrook, Larry Kirkpatrick, Ralph Blackett, John Backlund, Jan Opperman did a short stint in the car. Wolfgang was in the car a little bit, you know, for a race or two. The Utz campaigned chassis number 117, so it was nearly identical to what we acquired. And given the rich sprint car history that that car originally from Eldona had, the Utz Electric 30, we chose to paint it up and have it look like the car as when Dick Forbrook drove it in the 70s. So I suppose perhaps the history gets maybe slightly confusing, but we did our best to preserve chassis 101. But given the connection that Trossel had to Eldona with the Utt family, we chose to pay tribute to old Trossel and the Utt family and Forbrook and all the drivers. So just need to get it lettered up, and we'll have her done.
You found Dick Forbrook's number 34 coupe on Facebook on a Craigslist ad for sale, and those old vintage race cars, they're still out there.
Yeah, they're out there, and as we talked off-air, sometimes they're in a barn, you know, just like the Vega Vet project going on in Fairmont, Minnesota, paying tribute to one of the unique late models ever to run at Fairmont Raceway with Kenny Peterson building it and being behind the wheel. Sometimes they're in a barn just down the road. Sometimes you find them on Craigslist, like Dick Forbrook's 34, and sometimes you find them on Facebook, Daryl Arndt's number one car, the Don Edmonds car that he got that he raced in the 70s, that completely restored still in the color scheme and sponsor scheme when Buzz Rose drove it. That's for sale also, too. So I think you and I both agree we wish we had deeper pockets and a bigger cash reserve, because you and I would probably be buying some cars, wouldn't we?
We certainly would, and you are always finding great stuff. The Grand National Drivers Winston Cup jacket, the old magazine with the article on Johnny Parsons. You have a great eye for racing memorabilia.
Well, it's probably more of a disease, actually. When I have free time and looking to kill some time, if I'm out traveling or even making a destination, I try to pick through places that may have old racing memorabilia, and sometimes I just can't say no, and there's more times than I should. That Daytona jacket is certainly, it's really cool, very much in pristine condition. I will admit that for what I spent on it, I wish that it certainly fit. But and finding the Johnny Parsons piece was a bit of a stroke of luck. There was some racing magazines laying there. I just happened to pick up that issue, and it's like, well, wait a minute. You know, obviously, through our conversations, Johnny Parsons is somebody that you know very well. and is well known across the country and then certainly in your part of the Midwest. So certainly picked it up. It's probably an addiction that I have, looking for old racing memorabilia, and I don't have room to put it all, but put it all somewhere, but I guess it hasn't kept me from buying some cool stuff, I guess, or acquiring it somehow.
The Kossuth County Ag and Motorsports Museum Spring Fundraiser has been rescheduled, and it's going to be a good one, so when it does get rescheduled, you definitely want to attend.
Yeah, we had that originally set for the end of March. At that point, there wasn't necessarily any restrictions that we couldn't have an event like that, and it was tempting to try and hold it because, honestly, we probably would have had a decent crowd of people that didn't want to sit around at home. However, it ultimately became apparent that by the end of March, we were going to have some restrictions and certainly have had in April. So it is going to be rescheduled. I'm embarrassed to say I don't remember the exact date, but I do know that it will be at the end of November. That is our plan, assuming that we get back to more of a normal life here throughout the summer and into the fall. So we'll certainly have more details out, but the museum's spring fundraiser will now be a late fall fundraiser rescheduled to towards the end of November.
You've also been doing some writing for Dirt Monthly magazine. What a great publication. It is my favorite piece of mail that I get.
Yeah, they really, you know, it used to be three separate magazines, one devoted to modifieds, one to late models, one to sprint cars, and then ultimately a number of months ago, or I guess maybe longer than that, certainly consolidated that into one big issue called Dirt Monthly. And when Travis Cushion, who was a very integral part of putting that magazine together, when he was alive, he was badgering me, I won't say all the time, but he would reach out every now and then and say, man, we'd really love to have you contribute some pieces for the magazine. Every time he'd ask me, it was right in the middle of an incredibly busy race announcing schedule for me, so I always kind of put him off. And then ironically, many of us didn't know how sick he had become. Right before he had passed, I had, you know, had submitted a couple stories to him, and then it kind of got, unfortunately, you know, we lost Travis, one of the great people in this sport, suddenly, and it left that magazine, you know, trying to get regrouped after such a key piece had passed away suddenly. But it's been cool, you know, since that point. You know, we had a story published on Clayton Christensen from our area down here. You know, he's won the Harris Clash. He's won on the Hawkeye Dirt Tour, now campaigning a 305 sprint car. Pat Graham had a story on him. Many people know Pat. He's raced up at Deer Creek quite a bit. Al Haina, his story was just published in the most recent issue, the issue before that. IMC Super Nationals champion right here from the town that I live in now, Whittemore, Iowa, Kevin Birdie, featured him in the previous one, and we've got some other ones we've submitted, and got another couple of stories that we're working on. Gosh knows, we've had plenty of time to sit down and to be in front of the computer, so I've tried to be productive, and it's certainly been fun highlighting either some of the great racers of today or touching on some history of days gone by.
The Kossuth County Speedway Banquet, what a fun night that was.
Yeah, it was, and first off, really appreciate you being there. I know you enjoy coming down to those events. Appreciated having you there. I know you helped out with a small donation for the Trossel sprint car, which we greatly appreciated it. And you had provided a couple things for the auction to raise some money for the racetrack. First off, thank you. And it is a fun night. I think the one thing that I can reaffirm, even though the auction was fun, I am not an auctioneer. I tried my best. But those that can certainly auctioneer certainly deserve a pat on the back and probably every dollar that they make, because it's not easy. But, yeah, it's certainly a fun night that we have, and I was glad you were there.
Racing in 2020. What is the best way for fans to keep up to date on the latest information at Kossuth County Speedway?
Well, I think they'll have some of their info posted on their page on myracepass.com. I guess I haven't checked in a few days, but hopefully the schedule is on myracepass.com. You can certainly check out their Facebook page, would be one of the better ways also, and that's at KC Speedway, so facebook.com/KC Speedway. A couple of the highlights, of course, this is all a bit up in the air, waiting to get started. but looking to have a Sport Mod special on June 25th. Western Iowa Midwest Madness Tour will make an appearance on July 1st. Looking forward to having that at Kasuth County Speedway. The big Salute to Veterans Night, the big Stock Car Special, and the Max Shield Seat Modified Special, that'll be July 23rd. The Jess Weisauer Hobby Stock Midsummer Shootout will be July 30th, and that is one that I'm looking forward to. We lost one of the absolute, how do I want to say this, one of the best people you could ever imagine that hangs around the Speedway and helps a lot of people with the Speedway. Jess Weisauer lost her life over the winter, and she was close to so many of us. And that's going to be an emotional night for sure. I hope we can get back to normal so that we can certainly pay tribute to Jess at the Speedway in Algona, because she deserves it. And we often say that you can't believe somebody's gone. That certainly applies here. So looking forward to a big night July 30th, and then it's August 6th and August 8th. It will be the Denny Hovengay Memorial and the Gary Harkin Memorial, both as part of the Kasuth County Fair. So looking forward to that.
Chad, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you for being with us here on the Dirt Show, and can't wait to hear you out at the racetrack.
Well, we can't wait to see you out there, and we appreciate all that you do. You know, certainly happy to lend a hand. Be sure to give me a call anytime.
VP Racing Fuels is a world leader in performance fuel technology. That includes VP Small Engine Fuel, the perfect fuel for your 2- and 4-cycle gas-powered tools, including chainsaws, generators, trimmers, blowers, and more. VP Small Engine Fuel is blended with no ethanol, ensuring easier starts, worry-free long-term storage with fewer repairs. And the 2-cycle blend is pre-mixed with oil, so there's no measuring, no mixing, no mess. Just pour it in and start it up. Learn more about VP Small Engine Fuel at vp-sef.com.
Extreme Powder Coating is your go-to to refurbish all your summer gear. From patio sets and trailers to farm equipment, Extreme can handle the smallest projects to the largest. Sandblasting on-site and powder-coat epoxy primers create the perfect base for any of their 100 top-coat colors. Not only is powder coating environmentally friendly, it's the most durable finish on the market. Extreme Powder Coating looks like paint, acts like armor.
Founded by Jesse Olson in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and two-time IMCA national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and develop a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y blocks to drag race engines, and street rods to pulling tractors. Plus, Byers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Welcome back to a special segment brought to you by the Dirt Show title sponsors, Pulvers Towing. If you have a piece of equipment, a road grader, an excavator, and you need it moved to another site, or maybe you even sold it and want it shipped somewhere in the country, and you think about the amount of expense that would go into somebody having to buy a tractor trailer, a lowboy truck to be able to do that, it's not cost effective if you don't move that equipment very often, and it's easy just to pick up the phone because you have 5 very easy and convenient locations that can haul from anywhere.
Yes, we do, yes. Worthington, Minnesota, Marshall, Rochester, and Stuartville.
And the other thing about Pulvers Towing is the experience. When you're going to have a piece of expensive equipment hauled around the country or across the state, You want to make sure it's an experienced, licensed driver that knows how to strap this equipment down so when it gets there, it's just the same as when it left.
We have multiple pieces of equipment, and our drivers are very experienced. We've had guys that's worked for us for over 30 years, still working for us, so we have very experienced people.
And mark the quality of your equipment. The first thing I noticed when I walked into your shop is these guys care. Your stuff is nice, and it's well-maintained and looks great.
Yeah, it's not the newest equipment around, but we maintain it very well, and we overlook everything, safety. We're underneath our trailers almost every day. We do our own work in our shop, keep our stuff up for the customer.
And something else I noticed right away, and I knew this would be a conversation piece, your father's snowmobile is actually hanging from the rafters in the shop, and that thing is beautiful. What's the story behind that, Mark?
My dad had a body shop in Granite Falls, southwest Minnesota, and we, as a family, used to race every Sunday back in the 70s and 80s. He was a Polaris dealer for many years. So, yeah, that was our hobby, to race snowmobiles every Sunday morning. And it's a 73 Starfire. It's all rebuilt, totally restored. And we thought it would be a good idea to hang it on the wall. Just a memory of what we used to do as a family and family-owned business.
Mark, thanks for your passion in what you do for a living right now. And thank you for your interest in racing. If anybody would like a piece of heavy equipment hauled, what's the best number to call to find out more information and how they can get that job done?
Somebody will answer 24 hours a day. It's 507-282-3851.
Thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yep, thank you.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Have you ever been stuck? I mean, really stuck. This is Darcy from Pulver Towing. Over the years, we've been called to fields and job sites where they've spent days trying to free a piece of equipment from the muck. If you don't have time to wait, call Pulver Towing. Our towing experts will have you out in hours instead of days. With locations in Rochester, Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall, if you're stuck, call Pulver Towing today.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. Misgan Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972.
And our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts,
with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn out cars, trucks, and ag equipment. And we ship out parts daily. Call us today, 684-2100, or check us out at Misgan.com.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, old number 74. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlett's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom die-cast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Sanger, late model dirt driver, and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind: winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutzel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Hi, this is Jerry Scratch Daniels. You are listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.